Listening to Todd Hollowell from Before My Time in Brazil. Todd, one of those Winfield, Kansas finger-picking champions, not too many of them around. We heard Danny Schmidt from his new album, Instead the Forest Rose to Sing, and he did Swing Me Down. And that was followed by Lisa Bigwood, Waltz with Me Joe. Lisa joining me right now. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks so much for coming in. I hope this isn't a sacrifice.
Not at all. It's my pleasure. Very happy to be here.
We were congratulating Lisa a little while ago because she just got married yesterday.
I did. I sure did.
I think this is the first time ever on KVMR that we have a live artist straight from her honeymoon.
That's right. A honeymooning folk singer.
New material, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's actually a really good way to spend our honeymoon because Bob, my husband, which is funny to have to say husband, but we met. He's a sound engineer, and he was doing sound for me one of the very first times I played in public, and it was so beautiful and clear, and it sounded just like I sound. Then I went to thank him, and he gave me his card and said, you know, I really like your songs. If you ever want to record anything, I'll be happy to do whatever I can to help you. And that was 16 years ago, and we got married yesterday. And well, you definitely helped me. We've got a new CD coming out. I was hoping to have it with me here, but it's going to be probably about 2 weeks, and I'll send you one first thing.
16 years, so you wanted to be sure then, I
yeah,
guess.
Right. Well, we spent some of them apart, but we had to get to a place where we could be together, and it worked out great.
And he's not coming in, though. I see he's just out there in the other room.
He's calmly sitting out there being calm for me.
He's heard all these songs before?
He sure has, thousands of times.
Well, you brought your guitar.
I did.
Are you able to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I can hear you because we have some headphones over there that you can strap on if you like.
I'm
otherwise,
fine like this, really.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song. It was inspired by California. I wrote it. I was here once when I was 8 years old, and I do remember some things about it, but I came back not till, oh gosh, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, and I had all these sort of preconceived notions about California. What a surprise. And when I came out here, it was a very big surprise. I just didn't expect the trees to be like they are and the air to smell like it does, and I was just so stunned by it. And I also, friends of mine played Gram Parsons songs, and the first time I heard Gram Parsons, I was so shocked. It was not what I expected, and so that happens to me a lot, apparently. So this is a song called Softly California. I can hear the ocean, I can smell the mission pine. It's the first I've seen the sun in quite some time. The road to Mariposa is worn beneath my feet. Discarded clothes, grandfather trees. Softly, California, I can hear Gram Parsons sing. Not the way I pictured, but is anything. Northwest of Petaluma, in the rolling golden hills, I heard that Kate was gone, but I find she lives there still. There's a cabin in the valley, and hawks upon the wind. I thought the porch was empty, but see, I'm wrong again. California, I am hearing Kate Wolf sing. not the way I pictured, but is anything. Softly, California, I am hearing Kate Wolf sing. Not the way I pictured, but is anything.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in Nevada City?
Yes, it is.
And this is a delightful town, as you'll see by just walking around. This is a magical place.
Yeah, we got in last night, and we did walk around a little. We went and had some dinner, and it is a magical place. It's wonderful. Yeah. I live in kind of a magical place, actually.
Where is that?
I live in upstate New York in the Finger Lakes area, and the town we live in is... it's got about 900 people, no stoplight, one grocery store, where interestingly enough, they got satellite radio a few years ago, and they play like All Hank all the time, old Hank Williams, and it's just a great town. Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Naples.
Naples.
Yep, it's in the wine country of New York. In fact, the house we live in is an old vine keeper's house. People in the whole, you know, out of the backyard and the hill, we have, the hills are kind of steep there, and right behind us is about a maybe 2,000-foot hill, and that used to be terraced, and it was all vineyards. And when they stopped working the vineyards with mules, then they had to do that farming for grapes on the flat area for the tractors. So now it's all forest, but you can still see the terraces.
We thought we had all the wine out here.
No, yeah,
not really.
I know.
My brother and sister-in-law are building a house on some ex-winery property, and it's on one of the Finger Lakes that has two parts sticking out the bottom. But
oh, Cuca Lake.
Yeah,
two parts sticking out the top.
Oh, the top. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's my family actually settled there when they came over. My mother's family came over from Denmark, and they drove their horse and cart. And that's where they stopped, was Cuca Lake. And the center between the Y is called the Bluff. And they built a farm on the Bluff there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it is a beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah. I love it. If it wasn't for that, I'd live in California.
You know, I came out here and somehow I never got away. And if California had just been beaches like I thought, I'd have been long gone. But
yeah.
It's pretty nice around here.
I second that.
Well, can we coax another one out of you?
We can.
What are you going to do?
This is a song called Drive. And this is going to be the first song on my new CD that will be out soon.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It's called Drive. Abilene, on the way to San Francisco. Don't you love the way that sounds? I want to go there just so I can say it. That's the way to get around. Seven:30, skirting around Dallas. Stare at all the cars. Pray, pray, what is it that drives us, makes us push the way we are? Janis Joplin on the radio, that's a pure and holy sound. I want to drive the way the wind blows, with the windows rolled down. Sometimes I wonder, do I really want to get there, I'll just keep moving down the road. Because I know it's never how you dream it, and the pavement's wet with gold. Janis Joplin on the radio, that's a pure and holy sound. I want to drive the way the wind blows, with the windows rolled down. Thank you. me, friend, did you really want to live your life in an air-conditioned box? What if this day was the only day, and tonight's the night you drop? Yeah, yeah, I'm cranking up the radio. It's a pure and holy sound. I want to drive the way the wind blows. I want the windows rolled down. Tell me, friend, did you really want to live your life in an air-conditioned box? Sometimes I wonder, do I really want to get there, or just keep moving down the road? Cause I know it's never how you dream it, and the pavement's wet with gold.
I just had to pause after that. That was outstanding.
Thank you very much. It's fun to play. I kind of miss, I do have a little band. There's four of us all together, and it's, they play on that, and I feel now very empty without them, but...
I'm just about to go off on a driving trip today with about 2 feet of CDs, and I got a 9-hour drive to Salt Lake City.
Sounds like heaven to me.
Oh, it will be. I actually enjoy it, and of course my granddaughter's at the other end of that nine hours, so that's kind of special too.
Excellent.
So I read on your website that your first two CDs, which you made a compilation of for me, or for many people, I guess, that you got some Grammy references?
Apparently. I don't know much about that now, and I knew even less about it then. In fact, I was so incredibly unaware of the whole music world. It was kind of stunning, actually. I'd never had heard of anyone, and didn't know anything about it. I just started writing because I liked it, and... You know, it all was very, one of those, it's a true story, you know, you hear about some person that comes out of nowhere and plays a song and everybody likes it. It was like that. So, both CDs were on the what they call the Grammy consideration list. Don't ask me what that means, but I think it was the second one that actually was still in consideration when there were 14 CDs left for Best Contemporary Folk Album. Which the local paper, local 56 miles away, the nearest city, Rochester, the music critic called me and said, you know, have you seen that you're still on the list? And I said, not, no. And he goes, well, you know, we really need to do a photo shoot because if you get nominated, we're going to look silly because you live so close to us and we don't have anything about you. So I did go up and do a photo shoot, and then actually, while I was there doing the photos, he looked on his computer and they had announced the nominees, and I wasn't one of them. I got edged out by Bob Dylan that year.
Fancy that.
Yeah, it was a little scary, actually.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of material there, bound to find a few that they liked.
That's right.
So why don't you take a minute and tell that story of how you did it the first time, the first time you get up in front of people.
Oh, boy. I had written maybe two songs, and I was actually looking for an old friend of mine who went by the name of Ripper, and he was a poet, and he was going to be reading his poetry at this open mic in Rochester, and that's how it started. I was looking for him, and I kept asking friends, you know, if you ever hear of this poet, calls himself Ripper. So a friend of mine at work came in and said, you know, I think I found your friend. I see his name on this open mic thing, and he's going to be reading there. So I went, and I went with another friend from work. And, the two of us sat there, and it was an open mic hosted by this local Irish duo called the Dady Brothers, who are wonderful. And we stayed the whole evening, and I saw my friend, and it was nice and everything. And then my friend Christine and I were still there. And then at the end of the night, one of the Dady brothers said, you know, what are you doing sitting over there? Doesn't one of you sing or something? Can't you come up here and do a song for us? And I was totally not ever going to play in front of people. Trust me, it was never going to happen. And my friend Chris said, she does. She wrote a song. And I want to hear it. And so I kept all these excuses. I won't belabor it, but I'm like, I don't have a guitar, and, you know, my dog ate it, and I don't remember. Well, they coaxed me up there, and Chris and I were the only people in the place, pretty much. I think there was one other person and the woman working at the bar and the two Dady brothers, John and Joe. So I went up there, and I was so terrified that it was like a blur, a total blur. But John Dady handed me his guitar, and I used to joke about it because at the time I had some old guitar, and I used to joke that it was like getting to drive a Porsche or something, but you're too nervous to remember it. It was like that. And so I played one of my songs, and the Dady brothers just stood there kind of staring at me, and then one of them said, "That was a real song." And that was like the best thing I ever heard. And interestingly, because I'm not someone who sat around loving folk music and stuff all my life and wanted, you know what I mean? My big dream was to write a song. Not at all, you know, not at all. But even so, to hear that just made my day. And it's the writing that I love. And, you know, having the songs kind of come alive, I just love that so much.
I remember reading out there that you used to like to split wood. And to me, there's almost nothing more satisfying than a big pile of split wood. But I think writing a song might be even better.
That's right. That's right. They seem to be similar. They're so useful. I used to get the wood. We used to get a log load delivered, and I'd cut it with a chainsaw and split it all up. But now that I'm old and living in luxury, I just have the split wood delivered to my house, and then we stack it. But we do heat with wood still. So last year we got 22 face cords delivered.
Wow.
That's enough for at least 2 years, so we're good for a while.
I would say it must get mighty cold up there.
Oh, yeah. It's been a cold winter this year. We had 2 weeks where it was up to 8 degrees would be a heat wave. And my daughter and I walked all through town one night when it was -4. And then the next day, I'm not kidding, it was 8, and it felt like it was warm out. And I called her up. I said, "Oh, let's go make a snowman. You know, it's so warm out." It's very strange.
Well, it must inspire you to write more songs. So.
Oh, yeah.
How about another? What else can you do?
Sure. Actually, this is a song about where I live. This is a song that I wanted to write for a long time. I never could figure out how to say these things. And one day, I was really struck by an inspiration. So much so, I was at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and I was up at the sound booth waiting for the main stage people to go on the best evening of the weekend and stuff. And all of a sudden, I went, "I know how to do it. I know how to say this." And I just zoomed back somewhere private and wrote this song really quickly and missed the whole evening Friday, but I didn't care. I was so satisfied to have finally said this. This will be on the new CD as well, with Tracy Grammer singing harmony, which is really a gift for me. And it's called "In This Town." I go out the screen door, across the old porch floor, down the gravel driveway, through the dark and empty streets of this town. The silence is so deep, birds breathe in their sleep, and heads and folded wings. I feel them all around me. In this town, time drains quickly by. In the dark, sometimes that's a lie. Some hours are longer. At times. Sometimes it seems to me the houses with their trees, the buildings and the stores, are tents around a well in this town. I'm starting to lose the illusion that things like clocks and walls are real. If I peek behind the veil on kind eternal nights, that's just not how it feels. Across the old porch floor, down the gravel driveway, to the dark and empty streets of this town. The silence is so deep, my neighbors in their sleep, bent heads and folded wings. I feel them all around me in this town. Bent heads and folded wings, I feel you all around me in this town.
Well, I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Me too.
Where do they come from, the songs?
Oh, you know, just scraps of inspiration. I like to read. I read a lot, and once in a while I just see a phrase, a sentence that just sparks it, and then I'm pretty good at getting into, I've heard other people talk about the zone, and actually my whole life has been an effort on my part to get out of the zone. Seriously, it's so true. And so I'm most comfortable there, and I go back there and just do what I do. I just think I was born to do it, so.
Well, I would agree. I know the album you gave me set a personal record for the number of songs on it that I would play on the radio.
So thank you so much.
That's pretty rare. Wow. No, I just love the music.
Got chills.
Well, there's no point in hearing my voice. Can we hear some more of yours? Can you do one more?
I sure can. Wow, I'm excited that I get to do this one. This doesn't really have a working title yet. It kind of goes by Folk Music on the Radio, but I don't know if I'm going to keep that as a title. I wrote this chorus, and this is an example of how it happens. We were in Tahoe City a few years ago, and I went out on the back porch of our little motel, and this chorus just came to me. We'd been riding up Route 49, we'd been at Folk Alliance, at Far West Folk Alliance, and we were listening to some people we had gotten handfuls of CDs and listening to all the folks we had met. And the music just fit the land so well, especially the people who lived in this area. And so this song is really about that experience.
Lisa Bigwood, live on KVMR.
My daddy said my mother was born with a steering wheel in her hand. She had a restless hunger, made her want to roam across the land. So I come right honest, we were a traveling kind. The best road is a curved one, and the best curve is blind. I've been thinking of my family, the way they came across the sea, their eyes on the horizon. I think I feel them inside me, 'cause when these wheels are rolling, my mind is just so free. I am attached to nothing except possibility. Folk music on the radio, oh, I love that pedal steel. driving through these endless mountains, tapping out the rhythm on the wheel. They shimmer and they curl. The northern lights of music, winding rod and a wild girl. Folk music on the radio. I love the pedal steel, driving through these endless mountains, tapping out the rhythm on the wheel. I never met a boring back road. I never wished a trip would end. If I ever was in need, you know, I always found a friend. Across the road I see houses, windows warm and yellow passing by. If home is where the heart is, mine's inside me all the time. Folk music on the radio. Driving through these endless mountains, tapping out the rhythm on the wheel. Driving through these endless mountains, tapping out the rhythm on the wheel.
Folk music on the radio about back roads, that kind of captured my heart with that one.
It kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it new theme song.
It's close to its origin here, so that's why it's so comfortable, must be.
Perfect, and it's about Tahoe, and I'm going to be looking at those mountains myself here in a couple hours.
Excellent.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in this morning and doing some live music.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a thrill.
It was my pleasure, believe me. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again, and here's Hybrie Reed. St. Patty's Day coming up.